There's nothing worse than trying to get stuff done, get it fields planted, and maybe run your irrigation, and then you have a flat tire. We're going to talk about a unique way and a seven-step plan that you can utilize to help save in that downtime and, more importantly, save in some dollars. Greg Jones joins us now. He is with Bridgestone Firestone Ag. So tell me what this seven-step plan is all about and how it's really going to be a time saver for our producers.
Sure. So, you know, most guys, when they get up and they're getting ready to do the planning, they don't wake up in the morning, they're sitting there drinking their coffee and think, okay, I want to have downtime today. No. So downtime is something that just really happens because people don't take the opportunity and time to inspect and look at things. So we developed a seven-step program that's first, what they're going to do is when you pull things out of the shed, pull it out of the barn, and it's been sitting there since the fall, when you did whatever work you were doing in the fall, and you're getting ready for the planting, you want to check your air pressure because air pressure will drop over time. So that's the first step. So checking air pressure, and then you could go to our website and use our inflation calculator. If you know the weight or load of what you're about to be doing with the planting, then you can look at that to see what air pressure should I be at. But definitely check the air pressure. The second thing you want to do is look at the sidewall. So when you you want to inspect the tire, look for cuts, anything that, if you see cords at all, that tire needs to be replaced. Okay, the third thing is we want to look at how much tread wear you've got, or tread, the bars. You want to have at least 20%. Now, in dry years, you could probably get by with 20% of the tread left. But in the wet years, you're not going to get by with 20%. So those, that you might need to get new tires. Okay, then you're going to look at that tread. From the standpoint of the same thing, except it could be stubble, but cuts, anything. If you see cords in the sidewall or the tread, that tire needs to be pulled and pulled out of service. Okay, the next thing you're going to look at is going to be the valves. Okay, so something people don't really think about, but the valve stems, you want to inspect those and make sure they're still in good condition. They're not going to cause any, if it doesn't have a valve cap, make sure you get a valve cap because that's going to help contain the air and mm-hmm. protect that little valve stem from losing air. Then finally, you're going to look at the lug nuts. So, you know, this equipment's been setting, it got used, and then you want to go around and check the lug nut torque based on what are the OEM specs are. And that gets you through the seven-step process. But if you do this, you could potentially prevent losing. We did our calculations of about $2,400 an hour. So you're out in the middle of planning, and then suddenly it goes down. You're waiting for that service truck to get there and get a new tire to get on. You're losing money. So if you could do this, it'll help minimize that.
So I'm curious. I mean, this is great because it's a checklist they can do, and they can do this every time for everything that they're doing. But my curiosity more than anything is, what brings more wear and tear to the tires? Is it driving on the county roads or driving on the main roads where you're maybe half on asphalt, half on gravel part of the time?
I think just driving on the roads, you're going to get that normal heel and toe wear. Okay, that's going to happen just because that's the way the lugs come in contact with the road. But you're right. When you're on those county roads and you're not always one side of the tractor is on the asphalt, the other side's in the ditch. Those things are, that's where you're going to get those cuts, tears, snags, because all that junk's in the ditch.
Nails.
Yeah, nails. Anything that could fall off a truck or been thrown out, that's going to potentially come in contact with the tire. So I would say the county roads have the potential for those cuts and tears, but just in general, roading, period, is going to wear your tires. And you just, but it's the reality of not having farms that are connected, so they do have to transfer their equipment from point A to point B.
For you, what has been the most exciting thing about being a part of Commodity Classic and having conversations with farmers?
It's just the people that come up and ask all the different questions. So we get, you know, everything from farmers to we got some college kids that came rolling through, and they all have different questions. So, you know, my background's in chemical engineering. So we got into a discussion yesterday with some kid. He was wanting to understand the different type of rubber that we put in the tire. He thought it was all the same, but it's not. It's actually tuned for the area of the tire that it's being used in. So
interesting.
The tread rubber, like you said, is coming in contact with the road, mm-hmm. so it has to resist wear. The sidewall, it has to be able to have high flex. You know, it doesn't come in contact with the road, so we don't have to put the attributes for, you know, wear in the sidewall compound. And it's just different. And I think that's the exciting thing, is just getting to talk to people and tell them about our product and how, you know, we can help them save time and money by talking about our 82 technology, because 82 technology is going to let people take a standard tire into a VF, if you've ever seen that on the mm-hmm. sidewall. That's 82 technology. It allows them to carry either more load or carry the same load at a lower pressure. And that gets into compaction, because, you know, that's the thing when you're a no-till and you're not going out and doing much field prep, you got to be careful not to roll into these fields with these 75, 90 PSI planters. These things can do a lot of stunt to the growth of the roots, and you'll be able to look through the field and you'll be able to see these little dips in the field, and you can see exactly where the tracks are for the equipment that you rolled through that had the high pressure. So talking to people about that potential is another benefit of being at the show.
That is an interesting point I hadn't thought about. All our no-tillers out there have to do some serious adjusting to what they might see going from a field that maybe isn't no-till to a field that is.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're no-till, you got to be thinking about, I don't want to compact the soil, because when you compact it, what happens is you don't get that water, that air down into the roots, and you don't get as much root development. And if you don't get the root development, that's when, you know, these tractors are pretty sophisticated. They've got yield maps on them, and they're looking through, and they can see exactly, you'll see these lines on the yield map. You can tell exactly, okay, that's where I ran through with just fill in the blank, whatever mm-hmm. it was. Some piece of equipment went through. It could be a sprayer. I ran through there with it. That's my sprayer tracks. And they can see that on their yield maps, because if you're not concerned about that, then you really got to be thinking, okay, how much does my equipment weigh? What is the proper ballasting for that tractor? And getting that pressure down as low as possible so that you're not compacting the soil.
Great. Thanks so much, Greg, for educating us today.
Very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Greg Jones joining us here at Commodity Classic. He is with Firestone Ag. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.